Hello and welcome back to Biblically Centered Kids on this lovely Thursday, June 13th, 2024. This is Miss Danica.
And Mr. Johnny.
We're so happy to have you listening. This week, we've been talking all about generosity. If you recall, Virtue X says we examine our motives and make sure we give generously.
Today is New Testament Thursday. We're going to be reading a story from the New Testament in the Bible that illustrates this week's biblical family virtue. The New Testament contains stories about Jesus' life and some letters and stories from his disciples after Jesus went back to heaven. The Bible is a book given to us from God that tells us all about him. When we read it, we can discover what he's done in the past and learn what he has to say to us today. So, let's discover God's Word, where we can find absolute truth, godly wisdom, and the unchanging promises of our Creator.
Today's story about generosity comes from the New Testament in the book of Luke, chapter 19. It's about a man named Zacchaeus who met Jesus and learned the importance of giving generously.
Once, Jesus was traveling through a city called Jericho. As he was walking, many people gathered around him because they'd heard the amazing things he had done and they wanted to see him. In Jericho, there was a man named Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was a tax collector. This means he collected money from the people for the government. Unfortunately, Zacchaeus often took more money than what he was actually supposed to, and then he kept the extra for himself. Because of this, he had become very rich, but he was not liked by the people.
Zacchaeus had heard all about Jesus and wanted to see who he was. But there was a problem. Zacchaeus was not very tall, and there were so many people crowded around Jesus that he couldn't see over them. So Zacchaeus had an idea. He ran ahead of the crowd and climbed up into a sycamore tree. From there, he could see Jesus as he walked by.
When Jesus came to the tree, he looked up and saw Zacchaeus. Jesus called out to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." Zacchaeus was so excited, he quickly climbed down and welcomed Jesus into his home with joy. Some people in the crowd were not happy about this. They grumbled and said, "Why is Jesus going to stay with a man who's a sinner?" They didn't like Zacchaeus because he had taken their money unfairly.
But Zacchaeus stood up and said to Jesus, "Look, Lord, here and now I will give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus smiled and said, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost."
Zacchaeus had a change of heart. He realized that he had been wrong to take more money than what he should have, and he wanted to make things right. By giving half of his wealth to the poor and repaying those he had cheated four times over, Zacchaeus showed true generosity. He didn't just say he was sorry, he showed it through his actions.
This story shows us the power of generosity. Zacchaeus was willing to give away a lot of his wealth to help others and make up for his mistakes. His generosity showed that he had truly changed and wanted to do the right thing. When we give generously, we can make a big difference in the lives of others and show that we have kind and loving hearts.
Let's pray. God, thank you for what this story teaches us. Even though we make mistakes and sin like Zacchaeus, we can ask forgiveness and change our ways. Help us to show kindness by giving generously. In Jesus' name,
amen. Just like Zacchaeus, we can look for ways to be generous every day. Maybe you can share your favorite toy with a friend, help someone in need, or give some of your allowance to charity. When we give freely and joyfully, we show God's love to the world and receive His blessings in return. Thank you for joining us this Thursday. Don't forget to tell your mom or dad to visit biblicallycentered.com for some free downloads on biblically centered virtue. We're so glad you listened along to our New Testament story today.
Let's remember Zacchaeus and be generous this week. Until next time.